Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The Environmental Protection Agency is now overseeing waste removal operations in East Palestine, Ohio, nearly a month after an overloaded train derailed and spilled tons of toxic chemicals. Regional EPA Administrator Linda Shore.
We have identified EPA-certified facilities that will be able to accept at least some of these wastes, meaning that the railroad will be able to restart shipments tomorrow.
The state says truckloads of waste have already been delivered to licensed disposal facilities in Michigan and Texas. The U.S. is now watching China and warning it not to help Russia in Ukraine.
CIA Director William Burns tells CBS's Face the Nation it's an open question as to whether China will provide lethal aid to help Russia.
We're confident that the Chinese leadership is considering the provision of lethal equipment.
On ABC, Texas Republican Representative Michael McCaul said he supports increased U.S. military aid for Ukraine.
I know the administration says as long as it takes. I think with the right weapons, it shouldn't take so long.
McCaul also said it is unfortunate that the Biden administration has been holding off on sending F-16 fighter jets. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Hundreds of thousands of people still don't have power following a major ice storm in Michigan. WWJ's Greg Bowman is there.
230,000 homes and businesses in Metro Detroit were still in the dark, many for the third day in a row. A DTE spokesperson tells WWJ some homeowners won't see their lights back on till Tuesday. Nearly 4,000 crews are working on restoration efforts right now.
More heavy snow is expected in the Midwest tomorrow. Severe thunderstorms are threatening the South. Victims' relatives and survivors remembered the deadly bombing at the World Trade Center in New York back in 1993 today that seemingly foreshadowed 9/11. New York Senator Chuck Schumer.
Just like the memory of the six people who were tragically killed 30 years ago, the unique spirit of New York lives on stronger than ever.
That explosion happened in an underground parking garage, killing those six people. More than 1,000 were hurt. More than 6 months after her death, Australian singer and actress Olivia Newton-John has been laid to rest in Melbourne. Her daughter, Chloe.
She was my safe space, my guide, my biggest fan, and the earth beneath my feet. I know she's here, standing beside me and within me.
Newton-John died at 73 years old after a long battle with breast cancer. She was best known for her roles in Grease and Xanadu. This is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com. STIHA.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene was on Tucker Carlson's show last night, and she said that this war in Ukraine is against Russia. This war against Russia, the Chiron below the two of them, Tucker and Margie, was all of the money spent in Ukraine could be spent here helping the American people. Putin must be smiling. On the line with us is our old buddy, the investigative reporter, Greg Pallast. He's a journalist, author, filmmaker. His latest film, Vigilante, Georgia's Vote Suppression Hitman, produced by Martin Sheen and George DiCaprio, narrated by Rosario Dawson. And you can watch it for, I believe you can watch it free over at gregpallast.com. Greg_Pallast on Twitter. Greg, welcome back to the program. You've been doing a deep dive into Putin's pronouncements. I don't know if you caught it this morning that Medvedev just came out and said, and I quote, this is why it's so important to achieve all the goals of the special military operation, to push back the borders that threaten our country as far as possible, even if they are the borders of Poland.
Yes. Well, by the way, greetings from Switzerland.
Thank you.
If you go to BuzzFlash or GregPallast.com for the updates, you can read the article, Putin's Mein Kampf, an invasion foretold. Look, this guy wrote, you know, what we have, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Silvio Berlusconi, the Italian fascist, Marie Le Pen, Tucker Carlson, the rest of the gang, and a few, unfortunately, a couple of people on the left have gotten the idea that that the problem here is that NATO provoked Russia, and that justified NATO's expansion, provoked Russia and justified this invasion. That's complete nonsense. But the important thing is, what is the reason? Putin actually wrote a 6,800 word essay, a monster, on why he was going to seize and take over all of Ukraine. And it's a he put that out in June of 2021. We should have been ready for this because he did it all. And there's not one single mention of NATO. There's only a slight mention of NATO, positive, believe it or not. So what's going on here? What's going on, Putin is trying to become Putin the Great, not restore the Soviet Union, but to restore an imaginary empire that was founded in the 10th century, called the Kievan Rus Empire, and that Russia, Ukraine, and Belarus are one great and single Slavic nation. The problem was, it didn't happen. Who did rule that area from Kiev? Moscow was just a tiny.
Greg, your audio
back
is,
that single.
Your audio is coming and going. I don't know if there's anything you can do on your end to fix
okay,
that.
Okay, can you hear this now? You hear this now?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Just let me recap what we missed and what I think you were saying, which is that, you know, Putin has been saying that Ukraine and Russia are all part of one ancient Slavic empire going back to the 10th century, but in fact that was not Slavic, it was the Norwegians and the Swedes who controlled that territory, and pick it up from there, if I have that right.
Yeah, so he has this fever dream. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. He has this fever dream of history, that there was this great Slavic empire, and that it was a crime that Ukraine was taken away from the Ruski Mir, the Russian world. And by the way, he doesn't blame NATO. He blames the Bolsheviks. He blames Lenin and the rest because, you know, Ukraine has never, ever in history been a part of Russia. That's a complete misunderstanding that Putin has been very successful in selling. In fact, the Bolsheviks and the always recognized the independent nation of Ukraine, and it had its own seat since the founding of the United Nations. And so there was no such thing. But he wants to recreate this single nation, become Vlad the Great.
Yeah.
And he explains that in this 21-page essay. Are you still hearing me?
I am, and spot on. And I've been saying on this program for months now that he's basically trying to become Catherine the Great. And you know, now I'm no student of Russian history. Apparently, you have become one here. And
yes.
But is that what's going on? I mean, he's looking back at the people who consolidated empire and thinking that this is his legacy before he. I mean, the guy's 70 years old. He seems to have health problems. This is the world he wants to leave.
Well, it's not just any world. It's not just creating a larger Russian Slavic empire that had never existed. The second Asus Belli, the second reason for invading Ukraine, is to restore the supremacy of the Muscovite Russian Orthodox Church. You have to understand there's a schism. The Ukrainian Orthodox Church is split away. And of course, you've got the Greeks, and he's no friend of the Catholics or Muslims either. So he has decided that his main aim is to restore the power of Kirill, who is the source of his own political power. Putin is nothing without the patriarch Kirill in Moscow. And Kirill has lost grip of Ukraine. So the idea is to bring back Russian values and the Russian Orthodox Church values. And he is not concerned about cruise missiles from Poland. He's not concerned. What he's concerned about is homosexuals from NATO. That's one of the big things. If you read his writings, it's all about the under traditional Russian family. Kirill is absolutely overwhelmed, as is Putin. They're completely absorbed with the idea that that there is this transgender mixing of sexes in the West, which is poisoning and undermining the traditional Russian culture. And wow. That's what he's very concerned about. He's a religious man, and he's really very much the handmaiden. He is not the power in Russia. Kirill, the head of the Orthodox Church there, is, and the split away of the Ukrainians, not only religiously but culturally, is a threat.
Yeah,
and that's the threat that they are trying to crush.
I think most Americans have no idea that there's, you know, completely separate from Catholicism, there are these little Orthodox churches around the world that are kind of their own little separate universes with their own equivalents of a papacy. You got the Greek Orthodox Church, you've got the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, you've got the Russian Orthodox Church, you've got the Egyptian Orthodox Church called the Coptics. That I'm very familiar with.
You're a minister, I understand.
I was, back in the 70s.
Yes.
And so you've got these kind of dueling Orthodox churches, and the Russian Orthodox Church thinks that they should control the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, and there was a lot of kind of mixing for a while there, and now the Ukrainian Orthodox Church is saying no, we're our own thing,
right?
And so
right.
Kirill is like, what was the name of the guy who was the Romanov family's religious advisor?
I think it was. I better be careful.
Rasputin.
Nemtsov, but I better.
It was Rasputin. Wasn't it?
I
think Kirill.
Rasputin. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
Kirill is like Rasputin. He's whispering in the ear of the emperor, essentially. Greg, I've
well, understand that Putin has no power without Kirill. You know, this is... Okay, let's try it this way.
Yeah, no, I've got you.
Kirill, can you hear me now?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay, so...
I think it's just, okay, I think so, it's just our connection is fading in and out, and we're just going to have to deal with it. We've got another minute or so. So,
it's
so
our, it's
Putin
our,
has
it's
no power
mic.
Without Kirill. Kirill is the
okay,
guy who controls
the churches.
Okay, so
what's important here... Very important to understand is I'm stunned at even members of the who are concerned about pronouns, and in Russia there is a pogrom against LGBT community, and they are very concerned that this Western poison is coming through Ukraine into Russia, and that's all laid out in Putin's long essays. This is very, very important. You have to understand that they see this as a cultural attack on Russia. It's not a military attack. They're not concerned about, again, the cruise missiles. As you know, they already that's the latest thing of NATO moving in. In fact, they're more concerned about losing the resources. In Putin's essay, he has no objection to NATO. His objection is to Ukraine joining the European Union, where he will lose Ukraine's resources. He makes that explicit. So understand, this is about creating a single Russia-controlled pseudo-Slavic nation, which will also have at its core control by the Muscovite patriarch Kirill. And that's at the center of it. And so it has nothing to do, it really has nothing to do with the expanded nation.
Right, and
that has
and
never
large,
been,
and a large part of it is his campaign against gay people and trans, gay and lesbians, and in particular against trans people, and in that regard, maybe that accounts for why Marjorie Taylor Greene and Tucker Carlson are promoting Putin's propaganda last night on Fox News. It's all about hating on the queer community.
Right, and that's yes, and that's a core issue, and it is not about NATO expansion. In fact, in his 7,000-word essay, he doesn't mention NATO expansion a single time as a threat to Russia.
Right.
There is no. This is a something he picked up actually from the fascists in the West, like Le Pen and Berlusconi.
Right. And this was
so again, if you want to read
invasion.
The whole story about, I call it his Mein Kampf.
Right, and this was published a whole year before
he put
his
it out
invasion.
In June 2021.
Right.
And he made it very clear that unless this was handled, he was going to take over Ukraine. It's right in there.
Yeah.
He says the once and future single Ruski Mir empire, which he was going to restore. And the purpose of the restoration was for restoring this spiritual cleanliness and especially removing the threat of what he calls the satanic mixing of the genders.
Wow! This is just absolutely breathtaking, and everybody should read this. I mean, and you can find Greg's piece over at BuzzFlash.com right now, and presumably at GregPalace.com. Greg,
it's up at GregPalace.com. I say anyone that wants to talk about what's happening in Russia should stop talking about expansion NATO and read Putin's own words, his own Mein Kampf.
There you go. Amen.
It'll
18 minutes.
You.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you so much.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Friday. I've got a few things to share with you, and I'll be picking up your phone calls right after this.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, Capterra.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, when you go to the bathroom, you always close the door behind you, right? I mean, you don't want random passersby looking in on you. So why would you let people look in on you when you go online? Your online privacy is important. That's why I've been using ExpressVPN for almost a decade, and you should too. Using the internet without a VPN is like going to the bathroom and not closing the door. I mean, your internet service provider knows every single website you visit. You can thank, by the way, Donald Trump for that. They also can sell this information to tech giants, another thing you can thank Trump for, who then use your data to target you. ExpressVPN creates a secure tunnel between your device and the internet, so your online activity can't be seen by anyone. It works on phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi is protected. And all you have to do is just fire up the ExpressVPN app and click one button. It's as easy as closing the bathroom door. Get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free by going to expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's expressvpn.com/Tom for 3 extra months free. And welcome back. A couple of quick stories here I wanted to just fly by you. First of all, my op-ed today over at Hartman Report. .com is titled "Are Republicans Facing a Branding Crisis?" and it's sparked quite a conversation. I've got let's see here, let me refresh the page, and we got 26 comments already. I'm just over there, you know. And what I'm saying here
is that the Democrats used to, first of all, that branding is built into our DNA, right? This is how the ability to look at something and immediately understand its meaning and its personal meaning, whether it's something is a threat to us or whether it's supportive of us, is something that's deep in our DNA that goes back to when, because humans are the apex predators of the planet, and we're one of the few predators that also preys on its own species, that, you know, we had to be able to identify that's that tribe, this is my tribe, that kind of thing back, you know, for millions of years of human and pre-human history. So this is wired into us, this brand recognition thing. And the Democrats had a solid brand from the 1930s right up until the 1960s. And that solid brand, although it was just like the Republican brand throughout that time, was largely devoted to white people in the United States. It was nonetheless, we're the party of the working people. And the Republicans' brand was, we're the party of Wall Street and the rich fat cats. Then in the 60s, two major changes happened. The first was that the Democratic Party adopted, with the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act, adopted a racially inclusive, perspective. The Republicans didn't. The Republicans did the exact opposite. They said, we're the party of the white people. This was Nixon and Reagan's Southern strategy. So, number one, that happened. And then number two, when Reagan went to war against the unions, Bill Clinton's response to that, because, you know, the unions used to be the major funder of the Democratic Party, his response was neoliberalism, which really hurt the Democratic Party's brand. And so for about 30 years, the Democratic Party was not branding itself. So the Republican Party jumped in and did it for them with Rush Limbaugh, you know, and talking about feminazis and all kinds of stuff, and how the NBA should be called the National Thug Association, and just, you know, trying to tie the Democratic Party to their inclusiveness, but in ways that made it look like they were anti-white. And so my suggestion is that, number one, the Republican brand is in big trouble right now, and Democrats need to be exploiting that. And number two, the Democrats need to be strengthening their own brand of, we are the party of the working people, only inclusively. We are the party of faith, only inclusively. We are the party of a strong national defense. Democratic presidents won the first two world wars, you know, the only two world wars. We need to get back to that, too, to all of this, and I think that it's possible.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
You can read it all at HartmanReport.com. We'll be right back.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574, 800-6...
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Nearly a month after a fiery train derailment in Ohio, the federal government says safety is still the number one priority as it continues cleanup. Tom Sivaks with FEMA.
We have 49 personnel on the ground to support the federal effort. Our top priority remains to support and work with our local, state, and federal partners.
Norfolk Southern resumes operations tomorrow. Russian President Vladimir Putin refuses to withdraw his troops from Ukraine. CIA Director William Burns was on Face the Nation.
Putin, in many ways, I think, believes today that he cannot win for a while, but he can't afford to lose.
New Yorkers are remembering those lost in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. Senator Chuck Schumer.
February 26th shook our sense of security here in New York. And of course, though we didn't know it at the time, the bombing presaged a much deadlier attack 8 years later.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
I'm 54, so basically, it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Well, right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around. Plus, with the way this year's been going...
Hey, listen, it's okay. You still got this. Just go to aceyourretirement.org. It's an online tool from AARP that can help you get your retirement savings on track no matter your age. It's free and only takes about 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Yeah. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Just answer a few questions and you'll get a personalized plan and tips to help boost your retirement savings. Tips that are easy to understand and tailored to your lifestyle.
I like that too.
Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Just head to aceyourretirement.org and make your plan to start saving for retirement.
Thanks.
That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Learn more at She Can STEM. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. I get a great night's sleep one after another thanks to my Cozy Earth bedding. Louise, too. These are the softest sheets you will ever find. If you can imagine silk and cotton combined, that's what they feel like to us.
Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, their loungewear, their pajamas, or their plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote. So get cozy now. Hurry, I can get you 35% off on Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and you will save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. And welcome back. Ron DeSantis has a new education bill that was just released yesterday, and it is as bad as you might imagine. The bill would ban diversity statements. It would make tenure and faculty hiring committees meaningless. It would centralize the control of core curriculum and mission statements in the hands of DeSantis political appointees, and it would ban gender studies majors. It would basically end academic freedom, shared governance, and university independence in Florida public colleges. I mean, this is just amazing. It would DeSantis toadies, political toadies, he puts in charge of these universities, like the guy, for example, he just put Christopher Rufo. He's the guy who literally invented the whole critical race theory hysteria. He's the guy who, I mean, for months he was pounding on this, and finally Fox News picked it up and started putting him on the air, claiming that, you know, teaching black history was actually critical race theory, and therefore it's a big dangerous thing, because nobody knew what critical race theory was at the time. And he's now on the board of trustees of the new college in Florida. Ron DeSantis put him there, along with five other right-wing cranks, including the architect of the campaign against critical race theory, the superintendent of a religious charter school, a dean from Hillsdale College, which is one of the hardcore right-wing fundamentalist schools, a private Christian school, and a viciously transphobic president of a conservative think tank. These are the people that DeSantis is putting, you know, end public colleges, basically. We're going to unwoke these people. It's just incredible. All righty, let's pick up your phone calls here. It's Anything Goes Friday, after all. Norm in Tampa. Hey, Norm, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Good, what's
you
up?
Know, first of all, DeSantis is what's on my mind. Mm-hmm. Guy's an absolute idiot, okay?
Hang on just a second here, Norm. This is a guy who graduated with honors from both Harvard and Yale, and has a law degree. I mean, he's not an idiot. He's slick.
And doesn't know history. He doesn't know history. Florida,
I think he
history
does,
is black history. When you go to look at the whole development of Florida, first of all, the first thing you have to do is change St. Augustine. Okay, St. Augustine is a black saint. Say his mother was St. Monica. There's a whole museum down here called Fort Mose that talks about the history of Florida. So you have to change that. The second thing is that whole settlement, black folk, there was a free black settlement here, 1783 at Fort Mose, the Fort Mose settlement. State of Florida maintains that whole settlement. It deals with black folk being freed, and what the problem with Florida was the Carolinas, that the blacks would escape from the Carolinas to come to Florida through the Southern Underground Railroad and end up in Fort Mose. Pull this up. This is all a part of Florida history, and the Florida maintains the museum. The whole civil rights movement, Robert B. Haling, dentist, starts in St. Augustine with the St. Augustine demonstration. Andrew Young shows up, C.T. Vivian shows up, Martin Luther King show up. Talk about this. I asked Ambassador Young about this in Atlanta, and when Reverend Vivian was alive in 2016, they were at the National Dental Association. We gave them an award. They talked about Robert B. Haling, how the civil rights starts with Florida. And more importantly, they used to lynch. They despised. I'm talking about George Washington and Ben Franklin despised Italians. And they used to lynch Italians like they would lynch black, just the same as they lynch black people in the South. New Orleans. Check the Seventh Ward about the lynching of the Italian merchants in New Orleans and in New Jersey and stuff. So if it wasn't for civil rights, his people would be he would be hanging from a tree. So this is the guy that did. The problem with DeSantis is we fail to understand history. Black history in terms of the relationship between Spain and Cuba, all that's all a part of that whole area of St. Augustine. The Seminole Wars deal is about a war, about the fight with these plantation owners trying to get into Florida and stuff. That's a part of black history. So when DeSantis comes into, I'm going to eliminate black history, he might as well go on and eliminate all the Spanish history that was here. He might as well go on and eliminate his history. And most importantly, we're really talking about Italy, being Italian. So I've been to that area where the Moors and those areas had occupied that area, and they had been for thousands of years, and the Italians and the Africans had been communicating and trading with each other for centuries and stuff.
Right. Probably millennia.
This guy is an idiot.
Yeah. I don't think he's an idiot, Norm. I think
our history.
If you can cut history off at its source, you can change. You know, it's the old saying, you know, whoever controls history controls, you know, if you control the past, you control the future.
Right.
I think that was Hitler said that, or Goebbels.
See, Fort Moseley, it's maintained by the state of Florida. Now, there's a lady who runs that fort, that runs a tour, civil rights tour, in the state of Florida. Her name is Bernadette Reeves. Contact Bernadette Reeves.
Yeah, Norm, your phone just croaked. I don't know what happened, but we just lost your phone. But Norm, thank you for the call. All well said. John in Louisville. Is it Louisville or Louisville, Kentucky?
Louisville.
Okay. Hey, what's up, John?
Hey, I got a different subject. Did you know that nationally the average of a police officer pay is $10 an hour?
Are you sure of that?
Yes, sir. I am sure of that. Huh. So nationally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's over 30,000 police departments in the United States, and probably the majority of them are in small towns, and they probably don't pay very well. Yeah. I can't validate that number, but I'll accept it for purposes of discussion. Where are you going with it?
Well, the data obtained by ABC News from 24 municipal police departments revealed that officer pay is poor in minority African American northern cities. The wider and the further south, the average annual payroll officer pay ranges from $23,000 to nearly $70,000 in towns and urban. So basically, what they're saying, a new police officer probably make about, they say the average, want to hit the middle, about $17 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that the Democrats need to run on raising police pay so they can get more quality officers,
right,
so they can, you know, they can act better on the streets.
Yeah.
Now, that's
broadly, I'm with you, John. I think we need national standards for policing. Every other developed country in the world has national standards for policing. I believe every other. I could be wrong, but I believe so.
And it has to start with pay. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
It has to start with
pay
the money
and education.
Because,
you tie them together. Absolutely.
And I'm saying this, before I went in the military and retired, I was a police officer. I was only making about $11.25 an hour.
Hmm.
And that was back in the early 90s.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, if they can put that on their platform, okay, that they want to have police associations and all of this stuff, if they can put them on a national level and give them more money, we have better quality police work.
Yeah, I agree. John, we're repeating ourselves, but I completely agree with you. Thank you. Jerry in Ontario, California. Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind today?
Yes, Tom, I want to talk about our peace tree that we talked about before, the incense cedar.
Mm-hmm.
This, since I was a little kid, you know, first thing when I was 5 years old, went to get a load of redwood plywood through the giant sequoias or the giant coastal sequoias. So I always thought about this man's tree, and there's no women's tree. Well, this incense cedar, the incense acts like a salt in a desert plant. It retains moisture, so you could grow them from Washington to Mexico, just in the higher elevations above where the fires would burn them out in the lower elevations in these canyons. So when they take them out of these canyons, they took these huge trees out, they all wash down these canyons. Mm-hmm. Anyway, in New Zealand, you can go to this, a relative of this tree, and you can go to those canyons that all got washed out and look where the trees were that held these canyons together. Anyway, this before 1591, this thing that's on YouTube is a three-hour program. The first one talks about her and the Iroquois Federation and how they made peace. And this woman, there's a lot of paintings and stuff done of her that was this first leader of the Iroquois Federation.
Yeah.
Where that this tree could represent the women as the sequoia represents man. And these seeds could be sent all over the world.
Yeah.
It's not brain surgery.
Yeah, okay, Jerry, fascinating stuff. I didn't know about that, you know, the details of that particular type of cedar tree. It is, 14 minutes before the hour, 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls on Anything Goes Friday.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Hey, it's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about. Savor delicious Cajun cuisine in New Orleans and experience the roots of rock and roll firsthand in Memphis aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony, taking in the scenery as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com. Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartmann.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartmann's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartmann's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Do you know the importance of a high-protein diet for your dog? Dogs are omnivores, and so it's imperative that they get enough protein in every meal. Many of your mass-produced dog foods, especially the dry dog foods, may lack those essential proteins and the healthy fats that your dog needs for optimal health. Introducing Dynavite's Meal Booster. This is a freeze-dried meal topper that is loaded with protein and omegas. You just sprinkle it on top of your pet's food for a delicious taste packed with essential nutrients that can help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and your pet's immune system. Our dogs Blue and Chewy get all the nutrients they need to be healthier and full of life with Dynavite as a meal topper, and they love this stuff. They go nuts for it. Dynavite is so, as do our cats. Dynavite is so confident that your pet will benefit from their products, they offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase, so you have nothing to lose. Let's go to Dynavite.com today. That's Dinovite.com. Dynavite.com. Terms apply. See the site for details. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Friday. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, how are you today? What's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. How are you doing? Good. Interesting talk with your guest, Paulus, but, you know, Dmitry Medvedev is threatening to, you know, rearrange Poland's border with Ukraine. Well, perhaps you ought to look back on 1920 when Lenin, Stalin, and Trotsky sent the so-called 100,000-man invincible Red Army to liquidate Poland, as Stalin put it. But the Poles completely routed the Red Army and sent it back to skedaddling back to Mother Russia.
Really? I had no idea about that history, George. That's fascinating.
Yeah, and then, you know, another interesting side, like, you know, Putin's first name, Vladimir, in Russian has interesting meaning. Vladi is the imperative for the Russian word to verb to rule, and Mir is the world, so you think he's taking his first name too literally?
So his name literally means the man who rules the world?
Yeah, Vladi is to rule and Mir the world.
Wow. I think he is. Yeah, I think he is.
Take his first name too literally.
That's fascinating. Now, George,
he's going to have a comeuppance. Like I say, you know, if he tries anything, Poland was fighting completely alone in 1920, but now they'd have the whole of NATO behind them.
Yeah, absolutely, and the same thing in 1939 as well. So I'm curious, George, you know, when you first started calling into the program, you identified yourself as a conservative, and I kind of made a mental note that you were a reasonable guy and, you know, always take your calls.
I'm not a nut like DeSantis.
No, I get it. I totally get it. But as a conservative, I'm assuming you have friends who are Republicans and conservatives. I'm just curious how is this Marjorie Taylor Greene going on Tucker Carlson last night and saying... it was frankly bonkers.
Oh, you mean the national divorce?
Well, no. She went on there, and I'm looking for the YouTubes here. The first one is there's a chyron under the two of them that says another $10 billion for the Ukrainian pimp. and Tucker Carlson refers to Zelensky as a pimp. And then the other one is that there's this chyron on, at the bottom during their interview that says all of the money spent in Ukraine could be spent here helping the American people. Is this a growing thing with Republicans taking Putin's side? I never thought I would live to, I mean, you know, my father was, you know, fanatically anti-Soviet, you know, a good Eisenhower Republican. I never thought I'd live to see the day that Republicans were supporting, you know, an autocratic Russia.
Yeah, me either. I spent 3 years in the Army and 20 some odd years with no such agent, otherwise known as NSA. You know, fighting the Bolsheviks and monitoring Russian military communications, and I never side with anybody like Putin.
Yeah, yeah. But are your friends starting to change their opinions? I mean, is Fox, is this Tucker Carlson pro-Putin crusade starting to have an effect among Republicans?
Not that I know. I live, you know, we have a total of about 33 people here in Cripple Creek, so okay. I was like talking with other people's kind of limited, but no, none of them are falling for that as far as I know.
I was just curious. George, always nice to hear from you. Thank you so much for the call.
Hey, here. Keep it up, Tom.
Good talking to you. Thank you. Richard in Huntsville, Texas. Hey, Richard, what's on your mind today?
Just read a fascinating book, and I got it from the same place I got you, in Pacifica, KPFT here in Houston. Dean Becker was interviewing the author, a man by the name of Richard Van Wickler, and the name of the book is Freedom's Guardian. And, man, it confirmed what I've been saying for years now, is that I'm referring to Tyre Nichols here now. I'm surprised this hasn't been sought after or exposed more than it has, although it has some. And here's where I'm going with this, Tom, is a bully's worst fear is to be bullied. So, therefore, it's that a bully's worst fear is to be bullied.
Yeah, their bullying is preemptive. It's to conceal their weakness.
Right. Well, if I'm not going to be bullied, I'm going to be the bullier. Right. That way, I won't be bullied.
Exactly.
So, who are they going to bully? Now, first place, I know what I'm talking about because I've been around, and I don't even want to go there right now. I'll be glad to tell you later today. But cops are bullies. Most of them are bullies. I'm sorry. I wish we. And that's what this book goes into. That's what I mean by it confirmed it.
Yeah.
So those five cops that killed this man, murdered this Tyre Nichols. They weren't racist. They were bullies.
Yeah.
And who are you going to bully the most? You're going to bully the people that are most vulnerable in society. The people that society already looks down on. The people that society gives you a green light to abuse already.
Yep.
You know, black, brown, gay, etc. And that's what happened.
Yep.
You know, it was racism. But it was indirectly racism. I mean,
I'm completely with you, Richard. Give us the title of the book again. I'm pretty sure I've got a copy of it around here someplace.
Freedom's Guardian.
That's right.
And it's awesome. I just finished it.
Yeah.
Freedom's Guardian.
I'll check it out.
Oh,
Richard,
my God.
Richard, thank you. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis.
Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.